Nesechtas Menacho is Daf Chaf Aleph, 19 lines from the top of Daf Chaf Aleph from Aleph, and the Gemara begins Gufa that we previously learned Amaziri Amram Chanina Am Shabishloi Eino Oivolav. Previously, the Gemara continued Rabbi Yehuda Amaziri Dam Shemocho Eino Oivolav. When we learned the previous Gemara, we quickly mentioned Din Haziri, but didn't explain it very well, as that was not the main point of the Gemara. However, our Gemara will discuss this member of Ziri. So let's begin with Akhtama, as Rashi previously taught us Dam Shabishloi. And someone eats it. Now, although it's potentially asa, if one does so bilmezid, they would not be chayav kares. And if they did so b'shogeg, they would not be chayav to bring a carbon. As Rashi explains, the lechayav Torah el adam reil kapara, as the only time the Torah is mechayav one for eating dam is only on that type of dam that is roiyed for kapara, is roiyed to go on the mizbeach. The dam kachim mishabishlo lechazil milsei v'nafik mitaris dam, and no longer has a shem dam. Not only does this apply to Dam Shabishloi, but as Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Ziri, Dam Shemocho Ye'ino Eivolov, and as Rashi states, the Meliach Hareyu Koreseach, and let us read the Psukim regarding the Issa Achilas Dam, which is in Pashas Achrimois, Perak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Yud Dalid, and the Pasuk states, Ve'ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael, Menad Gerar Gor B'Seichom, Asher Yechol Kol Dam, V'Nesati Pona, B'Nefesh Yechol Saz Adam, V'Yuchrat Yisrael Mekar V'Amo. The next Pasuk continues, Ki Nefesh HaBosu B'Adam Hi, V'Ani Nesatik L'Chem Olam Mizbeach L'Chapa Al Nefesh Yisrael, Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh Yichaper, and the next pasuk states, Al Kino Matik V'Din Yisrael, Kol Nefesh Mikem L'Yisrael Dom, V'Agera Gur B'Seichem L'Yichel Dom. Pasuk Yud Gimel speaks about Kisir Adam, and then Pasuk Yudal continues, Ki Nefesh Kol Bosa Dom B'Nefesh Hu, V'Amol B'Nei Yisrael Dam Kol Bosa L'Yisichelu, Ki Nefesh Kol Bosa Dom Hi, Kol Oichel V'Yikoris. Rashi in Pasuk Yud states that when the pasuk says, Kol Dom, as L'Fi Shinema B'Nefesh Yichaper, Yochol Lo Yechayiv Al Adam M'Kdoshim, Tam Lo Yimim Kol Dom, this Issa applies to Dam Kachim as well as Dam Chulin. The pasuk stated Ki Nefesh Habosu Badomi Vanino Sat Lachem Al Mizbeach Lachapa Nefesh Yisechem, and Rashi explains Ki Nefesh Habosu Shekol Beri Badami Tluya V'Lefikach Nesatev Al Mizbeach Lachapa Al Nefesh Adam Havoi Nefesh V'Techapa Al Nefesh. And since the pasuk states Hadam Hu B'Nefesh Yichaper, so we see that the Issa Achilas Dam is only on that dam that would be Mechaper and could be placed on a Mizbeach. Therefore, if one eats dam that is not Roy the Mizbeach, so one would not be Chayev Kareis Umalkis. And our Gemara continues, Yosef Rava v'ka'amol al ha'shmaitza, and Rava was sitting and saying over this member of Ziri, Esve Abaye, and Abaye asked the following question to Rava, as the Brisa teaches us, Hikva sedam v'choloi, u'shehimcha sechile v'gomoi chayav. And Rashi explains that Lashon Hikva comes from the Lashon that we have in the Shira and Pasha B'Shalach of Kofus Haimis Blevyam. By heating up the blood became hardened and the blood congealed, even though dam is generally a liquid, but if a person eats dam that became hardened, then he would still be chayiv. Similarly, even though the issa of chaylev is on fat that is generally a solid, but if one heated up fat and it liquefied, then if he ate this fat b'mezid, he would still be chayiv kares, and if he ate it b'shogeg, he would still be chayiv a carbon. And as we know, the standard carbon chatas is for dam and chaylev, and as we call it, a chatas chaylev. Based on this brisa, Abaye asks a question on Ziri, that how could Ziri state dam shabishla ina overlov if the brisa tells us hikfa sedam v'choloi, you would still be chayiv. The Gemara tells us that Rava answers Abaye, the loy kasha kan shikva ba'or kan shikva b'chama ba'or loy hoda b'chama hodar. There's a difference as to how you heat up the blood, as we see that Ziri is talking about a case of dam shabishloi, and dam was cooked up by fire, and since once dam is cooked, it can never go back to its original form, so therefore it will never be able to be used on the mizbeach. Therefore, if someone eats his dam, they will be potter. Over the Bryce is discussing where the dam became hard through natural means, and it became hard by being placed in the sun. Since dam that is placed in the sun can eventually return to its original form, since once it turns back into dam, it can once again be used on a mizbeach. Therefore, it's always considered royal mizbeach. Therefore, even if one will eat the dam while it's still hard, they will still be chayiv. However, the Gemara continues that Abaye is still bothered, and he asks Rava that b'cham enami lema hoil v'itchi itchi. How can you explain that the Brisa is talking about a case dam became hardened from the sun and from natural causes? Once it gets back to its original form, then the dam will be royal mizbeach. But that's not true, as we have a cloud that once something is dachui, then it can't come back to its original state, and you will not be able to use it on mizbeach. And if so, if one ate this dam, why should they be chayiv? And as Abaye continues and brings a raya to this idea, the boy minei Rab Moni Rabbi Yechon, as Rab Moni asked the following question from Rabbi Yechon, dam shekarish v'ochloi ma'u, o da halachabi, if dam congealed naturally and became hard naturally, and then someone ate it, and would they be chayiv or not? And Omalein, Rabbi Yechon responded to Rab Moni, hoil v'nidchoi Yidacha, that once it was already pushed off, it couldn't be used for Zrik Sadam, so therefore it will never be Royal Mizbeach, and therefore one will not be Chayiv if they eat his dam. And if so, how can you respond to my original question, Kan Shehikva Ba'or, Kan Shehikva B'chama? How can you say that the Bryce is talking about a case of Hikva B'chama if L'maisa we have a din of Kivin Itchi Itchi? Therefore, if one ate that dam, then they should be Potter, and the Bryce states that one would be Chayiv. The Gemara tells us, Ishtik, that Rava was quiet and he didn't respond to Abaye's question. However, the Gemara tells us that although Abaye was the one that asked this question of Rava, but Abaye came to defend Rava, to defend Ziri, and he responded, Dilma kam b'chatois achitzenois, kam b'chatois aprimiois. Possibly we could explain the difference between the case of Ziri and the case of the Braisa, as Ziri is discussing a case where his blood came from the chatos aprimiois, and since b'negei chatos aprimiois, the kohen has to dip his finger into the blood, he has to do azar, and that could only be done with liquefied dam, and it can't be done once the dam is congealed. Therefore, at this point, this dam is not Reilu Mizbeach, and even if eventually it will be Reilu Mizbeach, it will go back to its original state, and therefore it will never be Reilu Mizbeach. If someone will eat this dam, then certainly it will not be Chayiv. However, the Brice is discussing the dam from the Chatas HaChitzenois, as we will see, B'negir dam of the Chatas HaChitzenois, the Pasuk states, V'lokach V'nosan, that the Kohen has to take the blood, and he has to place it on the corners of the Mizbeach. Even if the dam is hardened, one could still take the blood and place it on the corners of the Mizbeach. Therefore, even in a hardened state, it's Reilu Mizbeach. That's why the Brice taught us that even in a case where Tikva Sadam V'acholoi, one would be Chayiv, and Ayin Rashi, do a maskal kam b'chatez achitzenois, hodik tani Tikva Sadam V'acholoi Chayiv, that the Brice stated, if one eats hardened blood, that they would still be Chayiv. That is referring to Dam of the Chatz Chitzenois, as Rashi adds in, V'hu adin l'shalchulin, hoil v'reil kapar b'kachim. And the same din would apply to any dam of chulin that became hardened, as since it's Reilu Mizbeach, if it would be Chatez achitzenois, therefore, if one ate his blood, they would still be Chayiv Karis and Malkus. Rashi continued, B'chatez aprimis, that Ziri is talking about a case where the blood was B'chatez aprimis, K'goyim parim v'sirim and esrafim, B'taim v'fash l'kaman, and we already explained the reasoning of Ziri. And let's keep in mind that although initially we understood that Ziri was teaching us to din, not only B'negei Kachim, but also B'negei Adam of Chulin, however, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, it would come out that Ziri is only teaching us a din, B'negei a specific case of Kachim, and only B'negei Adam of B'chatez aprimis. And as the Gemara continues, Omar, that Rav responded to Abaya, a katan milsa d'am Rav Chista, that you reminded me of something that I heard from Rav Chista. Rav Chista taught dam shekarsh b'chatoyis achitzenes v'acholoi chayiv as v'lokach v'nosanam rachmana v'hai balakich v'nosinu. If one had a dam of chatz achitzenes that became hardened and then he ate it, then he would still be chayiv. This is because this dam is still roilu mizbeach. The pasuk states v'lokach hakayim yidam achatus be'etzpoi v'nosanam karnes mizbach ha'ilav as dam yishpech l'yisayid mizbach ha'ilav. Even though this dam is hard, one could still pick up this dam and place it on the Mizbeach, since even in this state it's Royal Mizbeach, and therefore if one eats this dam, then they would be Chayiv. And as we already explained, that this would also apply to dam chulin, even though the dam became hard, since if this dam would have come from a chatz chitzenos, it would have still been Royal Mizbeach. Therefore, if one ate this dam, it would still be Chayiv Kares or a carbon. And Rav Chista continued, B'chatez aprimis v'achole potar, as v'tal v'hiza amrachmana, v'hayla batfila v'azohu, if there was dam of a chatz aprimis that became hardened, and then one ate it, then they would be potter, as l'maisa this dam is not Reilu Mizbeach, since by the Chatayis HaPrimius, which refer to Parhelm Dov Shel Tzibor, the Par Koyim Mashiach, the Siri Avei Dezora, as well as the Par and Sor of the Koyim Godel and Kippur, the Pasuk and Pash Vayikru states, V'tov LaKoyin Es Etzboi Badom, V'hizim En Adom, Shev Apom Lepnei Hashem, as Pnei Pereches HaKodesh, since the Koyin cannot dip his finger into hardened blood, physically you can't spray hardened blood, therefore the dam in this state is not Roy for the Mizbeach. Keep in mind that based on the Pashas of the Gemara, it seemed that based on Abaye's Teretz, Gemara is no longer being mechalek between a case where Tikva Ba'ara or Tikva B'chama. Only chiluk would be if this dam from a chatz aprimis, or if the dam came from a chatz chitzenais, or from chulin. As it would seem, by a chatz chitzenais, dam is Reilu Mizbeach, even if it's hard at this moment. And by a chatz aprimis, then since at one point it was hard, so therefore it wasn't Reilu Mizbeach. And even if the dam was hardened naturally through the sun, and it will eventually go back to its original form, L'maisa, since while it was hard, it was not Reilu Mizbeach, we still have the klal of Hayil V'nitcha Yidacha. Therefore, if one would eat this blood, they would not not be chayiv. But the Ayin Taisis that even at this point in the Gemara, there would be a chil between dam that became hardened through fire or dam that became hardened through a natural source. And the Gemara now continues that although we just explained that Zairi would hold in a case where dam of chatz primis became hardened, then since it's not royal mizbeach, so if someone ate his blood, then they would not be chayiv kares and they would not be chayiv a carbon. However, Ravi Didei Amar, afilu b'chatz primis v'acholoi chayiv, toil v'chenegdo royal b'chatz achitzenois, that Ravi himself argues on Zairi, and Ravi holds that even if one would eat the hardened dam of a chatz primis, even though the mice of this dam is not royal mizbeach for the chatz primis, however, since the mice, if it would be a chatz achitzenois, this dam was still royal mizbeach, therefore, even if one ate this dam, they would still be chayiv, and l'chayiv l'fir Ravi, there would be no cases where if one ate hardened dam, there would be pot from kares. However, let's keep in mind that possibly there would be a case as potentially if someone ate the dam of a non-kosher animal, then they should be potter, as ultimately that dam is not really mizbeach at all, and therefore one should not be chayiv for eating that dam. But the Gemara continues and addresses this point as Amr Papa, Rav Papa states, Hilkuch dam chamor shekarsh v'acholoi chayiv ho'yuch negdo royu b'chatayis achitzenois, and Rav Papa now comes and extends this din, not only would one be chayiv for eating hardened blood of a chatz primis, but even if one ate the hardened blood of a chamar, which is definitely not royal mizbeach, they would still be chayiv, as l'maisa, this entity of blood can be placed on a mizbeach, as if it would be a kosher animal, and it can be used for chatz chitzenois. Therefore, when one eats his blood, they would still be chayiv. And as Rashi points out, the Rav Papa stated, Hilkach, even the amrit amrinon hoyel uchineg de roi, so dam chamar, afal pisha ain a royal carbon, ikalimimud lechayiv a ter kares, el al dam royal carbon, the ain carbon mitmein, and certainly one cannot bring a carbon from a chamar. So Rav Papa teaches us that even if one eats a dam koresh of a chamar, based on this concept of roi, so therefore they would still be chayiv. So my girls, the Rashi continues and is bothered to why the Gemara doesn't speak about a dam chaya, which is also not royal mizbeach. And Rashi explains with dam chaya lemiboy, the vade chayiv olav hoil b'tayri, the yesh b'tayri na ruin lekarbon. And the only question was, b'negei a chamar, ayin neshitu brings down the lashon of Rashi, and from Rashi it's mashma that the chiddush of Rav Papa, not only by hardened blood of a chamar, but even by the regular blood of a chamar, would still need the svara of hoil. Neshitu is bothered v'loy nehira, sherei ikka kroy b'perek dam shchita, l'rabbis dam chayiv dam behem atmeil, l'chayiv olav kareis. And even if he's the Iri that doesn't hold the concept of hoyol, certainly agrees, based on Xeris HaKosov, that there is a chiyah from one that eats the dam of a chamar. And the Shita explains that in a chanami, the chiddush of a papa, not in regard to the regular dam of a chamar, and then specifically regarding the dam karish of a chamar, explains the salka that chamina, the hard karish chayiv, hanimilu b'dam tarish, a chaneg the royal chatz achitzenais, av a dam chamar, shakarash, the ain dam behem atmei ruuya, filu tzolul chatz achitzenais, aim lay is chayiv love a karish, mashmulan, that filu hachi chayiv, on the side of a Gemara from Rabbi Kvega, where he discusses a similar point regarding this Rashi, Ayin Sham. Now Gemara now continues that we previously saw two different members of Zairi b'negei Adam. Number one, Amar Zairi Amar Pchlina, Dam Shebishloi Eino Evelov, and number two, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Zairi, Dam Shemolchoi Eino Evelov. The Gemara continues with the third member of Zairi b'negei Adam, and this member will be relevant to the din of a mikvah and the din of chatzitza, and as the Gemara continues, Amel Gidalam Zairi, Dam Bing Lach Bin Yavish Chayzes, if one has dam on their body and they go to the mikvah, then it doesn't make a difference if the dam is wet or if it's dry, then it'll always be Chayzes. As we mentioned, Rashi states, Chayzes L'inyan Tfila, and Ayin Neshita, who had Dinami L'inyan Tfil Sedayim, the Chol Dovish Chayzes B'Tfila, Chayzes L'inyan Tfil Sedayim, K'Isir Perakal Basa, as we learned in Masech L'Schulin. The Gemara continues, Mesvei, and the Gemara will now ask a question from a Braisa on Zairi, how can Zairi say that Dam Lach is Chayzes? If the Brisa teaches us Hadam Vadyoy Vadvash Vachol Yubeshin Chaitzin Lachin Ein Chaitzin, that blood or ink or honey or milk that's dry would be Chaitzates, however if it's wet then it would not be Chaitzates. Why does Zairi state Dam Bin Lach Bin Yavish is Chaitzates? And the Gemara answers Lekasha Hadisarech Hadloisarech, when Zairi taught us that all Dam is Chaitzates and he refers to Lach, that is not referring to Dam that's completely wet. Certainly if it's fresh blood and it's in a natural state, then as the Brisa teaches us it would not be Chaitzates. However, when Zairi stated being lach bin yavish that it's chaytes, he's talking about dam that started drying up and it's currently very sticky. As Rashi states, sarach shemaschal yavish ledovik sas chaytes, we will not be gerus loy sarach. Instead, we will be gerus lishnachrina sarach kashich taylim by etzba nimshach v'hoyle chut bimenu lahadam. And since this dam is in the process of drying up, therefore it would be chaytes. As you mentioned, the Bryce is talking about a case where the dam is fresh and the dam is still very wet, and therefore would not be chaytetz, and that is similar to all the cases of the Braisa of Dam Dioy, Dvash, and Cholov. And the Beis Yosef in Yerudea and Simon Kuf Tadaches, where he brings down that Kosov Mordechai Beshvuas, Kosov Araim, Hodetan, Yavashin Chaytzim, Lachim in Chaytzim, Mitamak Padu, Shal Yavish Derek Pne Adam Lachbid, Valachin in Makbidin, Avali Makbid, Afil Lachaytetz, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and discusses the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra that discusses salting the Korban Mincha, and as we saw, the Pasuk states, V'chol Korban Minchascha, Bamelach Timlach, V'leisashbish Melach Brusa Lekecha, Me'al Minchasecha, Kol Korban Chotakar Melach, even though we already dashed in this Pasuk based on a cloud of Prada Klal, and we also dash in Me'al Minchasecha, V'loi Me'al Domecha, however, this Pasuk mentions the word Melach four times, as the Pasuk states, Bamelach Timlach, and the Pasuk states, V'leisashbish Melach, and the Pasuk states, Al Kol Korban Chotakar Melach. Our Gemara begins by asking why we have a double Lashon, and why is the Pasuk state, Bamelach Timlach, and the Gemara states, Timlach Lamai Asa. The Gemara explains, L'chid Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, as the Braisa states, that the Pasuk states, Bamelach, so Yachal Tavayno, the Gemara will explain what the Havamina of the Braisa is, but Hamad Lema Timlach, so that's why the Pasuk states, Lashon Timlach. The Braisa continues, E Timlach, that if the Pasuk would only say, Lashon Timlach, Yachal B'mei Melach, one may have a Havamina, that one could even use salt water or brine. Hamad Lema, that's why the Pasuk first stated, Bamelach, that the Kmitza must be salted with actual salt. And the Braisa now continues that the Pasuk then stated, why did Terry have to write the word melech again? The Braisa tells us that this teaches us that the type of salt that you should use is salt that never ceases, and as Rashi states, that's around all four seasons of the year. The Braisa explains, and what type of salt are referring to? They're referring to melech stamis, and melech stamis is natural salt that comes from an ocean, or it comes from the Yam HaMelech, and therefore it's always available. And as Rashi states, the Yam keeps drawing it off onto its banks, and therefore it's always available. However, the Braisa teaches us, how do we know that even though l'chatchila one should take melech stamis, which Rashi states is daka and is thinner salt, one can even use melech streiknis, which is thicker salt, and it's salt that is mined, and therefore it's not always available. As Rashi states, it's streiknis minakakanasis or bidei adam, and therefore it's not always available. Hamad Leimer, and therefore the pasuk tells us takriv, and as the pasuk states, al kol korban cho takriv melech, and takriv kolshu, takriv mikol mokaim, takriv afilu b'shabbos, takriv afilu b'tumah. We learn out that the salt could either be melech stamis or melech streiknis, and as Rashi states, kolshu bin stamis bin streiknis. Similarly, we learn out that the salt could come from any place, and as Rashi states, v'afilu mechutz laretz. We also learn that korbanos have to be salted even if they're brought on Shabbos and even if they're brought b'tumah. As Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, takriv afilu b'shabbos afilu b'tumah im korban sibuhu v'ashminan melichas avodahi v'dochi Shabbos v'tumah k'shar avodais. The Braisa teaches us that melicha is considered a full-fledged avodah, therefore it could even be placed on korbanos that are brought on Shabbos. Even when a korban is nasah b'tumah, you would still place salt on the korban. And Ayin Rishonim who discuss what exactly the issur melacha would be on Shabbos, what is the chiddush that one could salt meat, as certainly one could salt that food on Shabbos. The only time we have a problem of salting on Shabbos is only when placing salt on hides in order to tan them. We explain melech she'ena shevesas like Rashi. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Gesher melech she'ena shevesas she'nasah b'Shabbos kibichol as zu melech stamis she'em moitzi yalo b'chol yoyim v'nasah melech is straightness min achas she'nasah yidei b'dei adam. Since people can't work on Shabbos, therefore it's not categorized as melech she'ena shevesas. V'negei tumah, it was mashma from our Gemara. We're talking about a case where the people were tamei and they would bring a korban while they were tamei. This seemed to be the mashmais of Rashi as well. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, he explains, takrav afilu b'tumah, shafilu nitma malcha, takrav melech ima, ayin shom. The Gemara now continues and explains the Braisa, as the Braisa began, that if the Pasuk would have stated by melech and wouldn't have stated timlach, then we would have thought tivoyneu, and the Gemara asked, my tivoyneu, that what would have been our havmina, and I'm Rabba Ula, so Rabba Ula explains, hachikama, yachli yisbainenu, ketevim betid, that one would think that you have to place a lot of salt onto the carbon, just like when someone makes bricks, that they place a lot of straw into the bricks, and that would be the amount of salt they have to place onto the carbon. Kamashblon timlach, that you don't have to place so much salt. However, Amalei Abaya, by response to Rabba Ula, yachli yisbainenu mibayle, that if it's coming from Lashon Teven, then it should say yisbainenu, and the Lashon HaBraisa was yachli tuvaynehu. And because of this question, Elam Abaya, yachli yasenu kabinyin, that one would have thought that you have to put on so much salt that it'll be like a building, that you put layers of salt one on top of the other, mashmulan, that you don't need so much salt. However, Amalei Rava, Rava asked a similar question to Abaya, that Abaya asked to Rabba Ula, as yachli yivnenu mibayle, as if so, the Lashon HaBraisa should have been based on the Lashon HaBinyan, which is Yivnenu, and the Lashon HaBraisa was Yachal Tivaynehu, and Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains Yachal Tivaynehu, and this fits in with the Lashon HaBraisa. However, the Gemara asks, my Tivaynehu, that what does Rava mean by the word Tivaynehu? And on Rav Ashi explains, Yachal Yitim by Tam Kabina, Tam Olim Timlach, one may have had a Hamina, one would only have to place a small amount of salt onto a carbon, just like we find B'negei Abina, that when one has a bit of Bina, then that adds Tam to a person. Similarly, even when one adds a small bit of salt into a carbon, that will add Tam, and Tam Olim Timlach, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Timlach, you have to salt the carbon even more than a little bit. The Gemara explains, Ketsud Oisa, so how do you salt the carbon? Maybe Eva V'nesel of Melech, V'chayz V'hayfchay V'nesel of Melech, Maleu, that you take the Eva, you place salt on one side, then you turn it over and place salt on the other side, and only then would you place on the Mizbeach. And as the Gemara continues, Am Abaye V'chin L'Kadira, this is the same amount of salt that has to be placed on Basar in order to remove Dam from the Basar, and in order for it to be Mutter to cook meat in a pot, as the Taisus Rosh Masechtas Chulin brings down, V'chin L'Kadira, V'hainu Inan Nechel Machas Mukhoi, Shein Nechel Mloy Shein Dechenu Yafa Yafa Achi Yasa Amelch Be'olav, by placing so much salt on the Basar that it no longer could be eaten unless you wash off the Basar, that the share of salt that has to be used on a carbon, similarly before cooking meat in a pot. However, Ayin Rashi at the top of that Chafal from Beis, the Maskel V'chein L'Kadira, Ain't Sarach L'Malchul Yaisa, and clearly it's mashmim from Rashi that the Habmin of the Gemara was that you need more salt, and the Gemara stated, Yitim by Tam Kabina, it seems to be a lot of salt, just like a person needs a lot of Bina, and similarly in Taisis at the Ban Amid, Diba Maskel Yitim by Tam Kabina, Hain L'Chazel Achila B'lo Yadocha, K'moisha Bina Misakenes Ha'odam, Ayin Shom, and we continue on Daf Chafal from Beis, and the Gemara will now discuss Dinim that are relevant to Me'ila. As we know, that if one has enough from something that belongs to Hegdish, then they would be Ivar Me'ila. However, once it's Nasus Mitzvasai, the Issa Me'ila would not apply. And our Gemara begins, Tanar Abanan, we learned in Braisa, that certainly if there's salt in the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't yet placed on the Eiver, then certainly the Dinim Me'ila would apply. The Braisa teaches us, Melech Shal Gabe Eva Me'ilimbai, that one is even Ivan to Issa Me'ila, even if they have enough from the salt that's already placed on the Eiver. However, Shal Gabe Akevesh, Vishab Bereisha Shal Mizbech, however, if salt was already placed on the carbon and then the salt fell onto the kevesh or it fell onto the mizbeach, the isamila would not apply. And as Rashi explains, Sha'al kevesh and neifel sham kishum mochas hayvarim can amar lo kama mishleishim mekaymis nesuna and ein meilim bayi the shuvah ein arayi. The Gemara continues, Amra masna meikra and Rav Masna asks, what is the makar that even though the melech was already on the iver and it would seem that it was nasim mitzvasai that there still is meila? He brings a pasuk from Yecheskel, as the pasuk states, v'kraftul mfnei Hashem v'ashlichu akreinim aleihem melech v'halu oisim oil Hashem. Since we see that even after they place salt on the carbon, that it's still stated v'halu oisim oil Hashem, the pasuk calls the combination of the meat of the oilah and the salt as an oilah. So therefore, we see that it's still considered a carbon oilah, and the isim ilu would still apply. And as Rashi states, alma de'eva im milchay shneim kuyin oilah. The Gemara continues tanan hasam that we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim, and as Rashi brings down that the Mishnah starts al shishud varim histu bezdin, that it was seven things that Bezdin made a tnai, and ve'ilu shtayimahen, and our Gemara will now list two of the tnayim as number one ala melech and number two ala itzim, shiyu akrein usimben, that the kohanim could have anah from the salt as well as from itzim. And the Gemara continues, Amma Shmuel, and Shmuel explains the Mishnah, that loishanu ala kabanam avalachil aloi, that the only time that we said this din is only b'negeya their carbon, but not b'negeya their achila. And the Gemara states, kasach daitach, that a havmina was, that when Shmuel stated, loishanu ala kabanam the kabanam means lemluach kabanam, that they can use the salt and they can use the wood in order to bring their carbon. When Shmuel stated that you can't use lachila, lachilas kachim means that we did not make this tnai in order to allow them to use the salt of hegdish in order to eat their kachim. However, the Gemara states that that can't be pshat as hashtel mleich iris kachim yavinon lachilas kachim leyavinon. That since we know that certainly a kohen could use the salt of hegdish in order to salt the skins of hegdish, and as we know, all hides of Hegdish belong to the Kayanim, and even though the Mamish were going to keep those hides, Kayanim could use the salt of Hegdish to salt those hides, and therefore certainly it's permissible for the Kayanim to use the salt of Hegdish in order to salt the meat of Hegdish, as the meat will be eaten b'ktusha based on rules of Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara continues to bring a Raya, and we certainly allow the Kayanim to use the salt of Hegdish in order to tan their hides that they receive from Hegdish. The Tanya, as we learned to Brisa, Nimsis Ata Ima Bishleshim and Kaimis as the Braisa teaches us that there were three places where there was salt in the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash, one area was the Lishkas HaMelech, salt was also placed on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and salt was also placed on the top of the Mizbeach. And as the Brice explains, Lishkas HaMelech, Shesham Mochon Iris Kachim, that they would store salt in Lishkas HaMelech, as that was the place that they would salt the Iris of Kachim. And as we explained, the Iris of Kachim all belong to the Kainim, and therefore we see from this part of the Brice that certainly the salt of Hegdish was used to tan the Iris of the Kainim. And the Brice continues, Al Gabe Kevesh, that it was salt on the ramp, Shesham Mochon Sevarim, as that was the place that they would salt the Evarim. Finally, Bereshit Mizbeach, there was also salt on top of the Mizbeach, Shesham Mochon Achim, it's all vain bacterias, and Minchas Kainim, and Minchas Kainim Mashiach, and Minchas Sachem, and Elisa Oif, as that was the place that they would salt the Kmitza, the Levina, the Kterias that was brought every single day on the Mizbeach Aprimi, as well as the Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kainim Mashiach, and Minchas Sachem, that were all Kule Kolol and did not have a Kmitza, as well as the Elisa Oif, which was also salted on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, based on this Raya, so the Gemara explains, Elamai le Kabanam la Achilas Kabanam, Umai le Achila Achila de Chulin. Shmuel meant to teach us, and when the Mishnah taught us that the Chacham made a Tanai, that the Kohanim could use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash, that Tanai was that they could even use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash in order to salt their Chelik of the Kabanais. And as Rashi explained, La Achilas Kabanam, Kloima la Achila Magila Chalkam, Kagoyin Chazay Vashay, Chatois Vashamish, Shayach Mevi Vahin Oichlin. The Shmuel teaches us that the Kohanim were not able to use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash in order to salt their Chulin, and the Gemara is bothered that why would Shmuel have to teach us this din, but the Achilas Chulin, Chulim Pshita, my Bohasam, and certainly it's Pashut that the Kohanim would not be able to use the salt of Hegdish for Chulin, as why would Chulin be in the Azara? Certainly there's an Issa to bring Chulin in the Azara. Gemara answers that although it's true that it's also to bring Chulin in the Azara, however, the Kohanim would actually eat Chulin prior to eating Kachim, as it was din to eat Kachim al Seva. Therefore, one may have thought that one could use the salt of Hegdish in order to salt a Chulin, as the Chulin was being eaten in order to be able to eat Kachim, and Kamash Blon, and therefore Shmuel taught us that the Kohanim could not use the salt of Hegdish on their food of Chulin. And as the Gemara explains, Afgav da Amamar, that even though we previously learned that the Pasuk in Pashas Sav states, Vaneseres Mimeno, Yoichlu Aaron Ovano, Matzes Te'ocha, B'makim Kodosh, B'chatzar Oil Moed Yoichluha. From the word Yoichlu, we learn, She Yoichlu Ima, Chulin Shuma, Kadesh Tehin Achal Sal Seva. As Rashi explains, based on the Teres Kainim, that the Pasuk is telling us that if one has a carbon that is not so large and therefore will not fill him up, prior to eating this Kachim, he has to eat Chulin and Chuma in order to be able to eat Kachim al Seva. Teres Kainim continues that when the Pasuk states Yoichlu Ha, which is Mashmalei only eating Kachim, so the Pasuk is telling us that if one has a large carbon, then there would be no need to eat Chulin and Chuma. And therefore, Shmuel teaches us that even though one may have thought that when eating Chulin and Chuma in order to be able to eat Kachim al Seva, then one can even use salt of Kachim. So Kamash Malon, Afilu Hachi, Melch the Kachim, Leyavinalu, that we don't allow them to use the Melch of Kachim for Chulin. Before we continue with the next part of the Gemara, let us point out that certainly Lefi the Maskanas HaGemara, this is the way that we will explain Shmuel's Memra, Loi Shanu Al Kabanam refers to Achilas Kabanam, and Shmuel stated about Achila Loi, that is referring to Achilas Chulin, and certainly the initial Raya of the Gemara against the first pshat that we had in regard to Shmuel's Din is definitely correct. As we stated, Hashtel Mleich Eris Kachim Yavinon, would you think La Achilas Kachim Leyavinon? Certainly the Brisa could not mean that we don't give them salt for Achilas Kachim. The Gemara will now continue and bring another Raya that this is the pshat in Shmuel. Ultimately, the Gemara will state that this Raya is not a valid Raya. That will not change our understanding of the Din of Shmuel. And as the Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Hachinam Mistavra, that's Mistavra that this is pshat in Shmuel, as the Isaac Adaitach, Maile Kabanam Lomloyach, as if Shmuel was explaining that the Mishnah is teaching us, Bezdin made a Tanai, that the Kohanim could salt their own Kabanais, then it would be Mashma, Taimed the Asim Bezdin, Holo Asim Bezdin Loi, that it's only because Bezdin made this Tanai, but if Bezdin would not have made it Tanai, then the Kohanim would not be able to use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash to salt their own Kabanais. And at this point of the Gemara feels that the Kohanim certainly have more of a Kesher and more of a connection to Kachim than the Yisrael, and therefore the Gemara points out, Hashtal Yisrael Yavinon, the Kohanim Leyavinon, since we know that when Yisrael brings a carbon, then they receive their salt from the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't have to bring their own salt from the house, and if so, certainly the Kohanim should not have to bring their own salt, and certainly they could use the salt of the Beis HaMikdash, salt their own carbon that they're going to bring out of his Beach. Ravina continues, how do we know the Yisrael could use salt of the Beis HaMikdash for their own Kabanais? Zetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Yachal O'im Erei Lai Mincha Yavi Melech Mintet Pesai, Kederach Shemei V'Levein Mintet Pesai, that one would have a Hamina, that if someone brings Mincha, then they would have to bring their own salt, and they would not be able to use the salt of Hegdish, just like they have to bring their own Levina, as that is a part of the Mincha. Vedinu, and this would be based on Svara, as Nema Havi Mincha, V'Hevi Melech, That's just like the Torah tells us that when one brings a mincha, they have to bring levaina. The Torah tells us that when one brings a mincha, they have to bring salt. Since when the pasuk tells us that Yisrael has to bring levaina, the pasuk states v'nefesh ki sakrav korban mincha l'Hashem seilasiyah korbanai v'yatzik l'Hashem and v'nasal l'levaina. Only after they place the levaina on the korban, then the pasuk tells us v'viel b'de'aron akoyanim. Therefore, we see that the levaina came from their own houses. And if so, since they also have a chiyuv to bring melech together with the korban, so l'chir the salt should also come from their own house. They would not be able to use the salt that belongs to Hegdish. Maybe instead of learning the din of salt from the din of Levaina, we should learn the din of salt from the din of Eitzim. As the Gemara explains, that since the Torah tells us to bring a mincha and to bring salt, and the Torah also tells us to bring a mincha and to bring wood, so and just like we know that the wood comes from the tzibar, as we will see in Daf Chaf Beis Min Aleph, that the Gemara will bring two Tanoim as to how we know that Eitzim come Mishal Tzibar. Blessed Reb Shimon will teach us that since the pasuk states, so we learn out, therefore, when Yisrael brings a carbon, his salt will also come from the tzibar. And the Bryce explains, let us see what his salt is more comparable to. Is salt more comparable to Levaina, or is it more comparable to Eitzim? As it is far to say that Melech is Daima to Eitzim, has done Dava Neu Bechalz Vachim, Dava Neu Bechalz Vachim, Baltechich Levaina, Shein and Hebbes Bechalz Vachim, that certainly we should compare salt to wood, as both of them are brought with every carbon. We shouldn't compare salt to levaina, since levaina only comes together with the mincha and doesn't come with every carbon. Or maybe the opposite should be the svara, and maybe we should compare salt to levaina, as done dava boyimah b'kli echad, midava boyimah b'kli echad, and valyad chichu etzim she'inim boyimah b'kli echad. It would make more sense to compare salt to levaina, since they both come in one kli, as they both come together with the kmita, while wood doesn't come together with salt in one kli, and therefore, based on the svara, we can't figure out what halacha should be b'negei melech. Would Yisrael bring salt from his house, or would Hegdish provide salt to him for his carbon? Talmud Leimer, and based on our girsa, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Pashas Kerech that states bris melech olamu and olalonu leimer. And regarding the lechem apanim, the pasuk in Pashas Emor states b'yemah Shabbos yarechenu lufnei Hashem tamid meis b'nei Yisrael bris olam. Since we find the word bris olam b'negei melech, and we also find the words bris olam by lechem apanim, so we learn out malalon mishel tibur af kam mishel tibur. That just like b'negei lechem apanim, the pasuk specifies meis b'nei Yisrael that lechem apanim comes from the tibur. Therefore, the same applies for salt. When Yisrael brings a carbon, so the salt comes mishel tibur. And since we see that when Yisrael brings a carbon, so the salt comes mishel tibur, so certainly when a kohen brings a carbon, then the same thing should apply. It would take the salt of Hegdish for their karbanos. Therefore, Avinu wants to bring a raya. Shmuel couldn't explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the kohen is using the salt for his own carbon, as that would not be based on a Tanai Bezdin, as it's pashut that based on this pasuk, that the kohen could use the salt of Hegdish in order to bring his own carbon, and therefore it must be that Shmuel was teaching us, the Mishnah is being mechadish to us, that a kohen could use the salt of Hegdish in order to salt his portion of the carbon when he's eating Hegdish. However, a kohen would not be able to use the salt of Hegdish when eating chulin, even when he's eating chulin, in order to be able to eat Hegdish al seva. However, the Gemara now continues, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai tells Rav Ashi that this raya Rav Venus mentioned to you is not a raya, as Hachi Kamer of Shishu Breed Rav Idi, Le'nitzcha Leben Bukhri. When the Mishnah mentioned that there was a Tanai Bezdin regarding the salt of Hegdish, is actually needed in order to teach us that a kohen could use the salt of Hegdish in order to salt his own karbanos that are going to be placed on the Mizbeach. And even though we know that Yisrael could use the salt of Hegdish, one may have a Havmina that has only been a Gei Yisrael, but if he Ben Bukhri, a kohen would not be able to use the salt of Hegdish even to salt his own carbon. The Gemara now explains the Tanan, and as the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim teaches us, that there was machlekes between Ben Bukhri and Rabbanon if a kohen was required to give a machzah shekel or not. As the Mishnah taught us, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, hey Ben Bukhri biavna, kol kohen sheshekel ein echoitei, that Ben Bukhri taught us that even though there may be habmina, that a kohen should not give a machzah shekel, and potentially if he did so, he may be oivan isser. However, Zok Ben Bukhri, even though it's true that a kohen does not have to give a machzah shekel, however, if he does so, he's not going to be oivan isser. However, Amr Loi Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai responds to Ben Bukhri, loiki el kol kohen she'ina shekel choyte, that I disagree with you. Certainly there's a mitzvah on every kohen to give the machzah shekel. If he doesn't do so, then it'll be oivan isser. Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai continues that the reason why some kohanim did not give a machzah shekel, el shekohanim derash to mikro zel atzman, as the kohanim dash in the following pasuk for their own benefit, as the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states, v'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisei ochel, Since we know if a kohen brings his own mincha, then it's kula kolol. There is no part of the mincha that is eaten. Therefore, the kohanim made the following cheshbin, as if it's true that we have a responsibility to give a machzor shekel. But if so, all the menachos which are brought from the tzibar, which is the minchas ha'imer, as well as the shtei lechem and lechem apanim, so hech necholin, how is it that the Torah states that we're allowed to eat them if l'maisa they belong to the kohanim? Therefore, the kohanim wanted to bring a raya that they don't have a chiyuv to give the machzor shekel. However, according to Rabbi Chaim and Zakkai, this is not true, as although it's true that the kohanim had a small portion in every carbon tzibar, however, since Rebbe the carbon was from Yisrael, therefore the oim shtei lechem and lechem apanim were able to be eaten. And before Mordechai asks this question, Mara first explains the shita of Ben Bukhri, as Ben Bukhri kivin l'chadchil olay mechayev lesuye ki maisi nami choytehu to kamay l'chul l'azara, as l'chayev according to Ben Bukhri, since l'chadchil they are not mechuyev to bring a machzor shekel, so l'chayev when they bring the machzor shekel they actually could be oivan issa, their coin is actually chulin, when they buy kabanas using this coin and will cause the gizba to bring chulin b'azara. The Gemara answers the maisi must lohim l'tzibar, that Ben Bukhri holds that although the kohen was not obligated to bring a machzor shekel, if he brings a belief shalem and he gives it to the tzibur, then certainly it belongs to the tzibur and it is considered hegdish. Therefore, there won't be an issa chulin bazara, and we will get back to explain the shita ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai in a moment. However, the Gemara now continues and brings the question that Mordechai had on the raya of Ravina. As the Gemara continues, sakadat chamina, and we continue on daf chav bezim and aleph ki zachlu rachman liyisol the islu lishka the kohanu less lishka le zachlu rachmana kamash balon. Without the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim Lefi ben Bukhri, we would have had a habmina. Although it's certainly true, Yisrael can use the melech of Hegdish for his korbanos, but that's because he has a shaychus to this melech, since he has to donate a machzor shekel. Therefore, his money was in the lishkas hagozes, and when he brings a korban, he has a right to use some of that salt. However, since Lefi ben Bukhri, a kohen did not have to give a machzor shekel, so maybe they were not able to use any of the salt for their korbanos. Therefore, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us that the chacham made a tnai that the kohanim are able to also use the salt of Hegdish for their korbanos. From this Mishnah, we would not be able to necessarily have a raya as to what pshat is in the member of Shmuel. And now that we've finished the Gemara, let us go back to Rashi on the bottom of Daf Chaf Alef and Beis. Diva Maskel Inu Chote, Midakama Inu Chote, Mechlal Del Chatkila Loi Mechayev. The reason for Ben Bukhri is explained in Masechta Shkolim, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk B'Negei Shkolim states, Kala Eval Pekudim, V'Shevel Evi Le Nifkad, and Shevel Evi was not counted amongst Klal Yisrael, and they had their own separate count. And as Tesis points out, that Lefi Zeh, not only would a Kohanim not chayev to bring a machzor shekel, but the Levim also were not included in the chiyuv to bring a machzor shekel. Rashi continues that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds that Kohanim and Levim were required to bring the machzor shekel. As the Gemara Masechta Shkolim explains, the Chsiv Zeh Yitnu, as the Pasuk states, the word Zeh Yitnu, and the word Zeh is Gematria of 12, which corresponds to the 12 Shvatim, which includes Shevel Levi. And Rashi continues that even though the Pasuk B'Negei to machzor shekel states, Kala Ival Pekudim, Mefarash Hasam, Kala Ival B'Yamsov, that's not referring to those that are counted, but it refers to those that went through the Yamsuf. Certainly the Levium went through the Yamsuf. And as Rabbeinu Geshem explains, that according to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, if a kohen doesn't bring a machzor shekel, then he's called a choyte, as the Torah states, Zeh Yitnu, that's a mitzvah zaseh. And ayin at the end of the Tesis, Diva Maskel, Kol Kohen Sheshekel Ein Choyte, where he explains that when the Pasuk states, Kol Iver, it doesn't have to refer necessarily to going through the Yamsuf, Yeshel Farish, Kol Iver Al-Pekudim, Shenifkudu, Bein Levadim, Bein Yisrael, that doesn't make a difference how you counted, and as long as you were counted, even though the Levim were counted separately from Klal Yisrael, but ultimately they were counted, and therefore the chiyuv to bring machzor shekel would still apply to Shevet Levi. Before we finish, let us see the Tesis on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. As in the top Tesis, Tesis states, "Blishkas Hamelach Shesham Meichel Oris Kachim Taimin Masechtes Midas Dechash V'Sheish Lishka Shabazara Tani Lishkas Hamelach Shesham Yenais Lemelach Lekarbin and Lishkas Apavish Shesham Meichel Oris Kachim." And our Gemara just brought a brisa. They salted the Oris of Kachim in the Lishkas Hamelach and not the Lishkas Apavo. Tesis explains that they would store the salt in the Lishkas HaMelech, and then they would take the salt out of Lishkas HaMelech in order to salt the Eiris. When our Brisa stated, Shesham Moch and Eiris Kachim, Lav Dafka, El Klema, Misham Ayunet, Lumelech, Umlech, Eiris Kachim, Lishkas HaPava, and they actually didn't process anything in the Lishkas HaMelech, as the salt was only in the Lishkas HaMelech for storage. And similarly, Tesis points out that when the Mishnah Masechtas Midas tells us, Shesham Hayunet, Lumelech, Lekarbin, Hayim, Luklema, Tzniel, Litzer, Kabanais, Kagan, Lumlech, Eiris, Vichol Davar. However, Tesis is still bothered, Vikashal Pirzeh, Dim Kain, Haisa Melech, Bidal Mekaimais, Vahakhle Kashav al Shlesha. Agamara stated that they would take the Melech from the top of the Mizbeach in order to salt the Ktiris, and I intase the Dibu Masal Bakteris, Vim Taima, Lom Melchon's Akteris, Burishal Mizbeach, Yasim al Kabe. Shabbos, aloy b'mizbeach haprimi hayakarev, that the maaser they will bring nectarius on a mizbeach haprimi, and if so, why they go all the way to the top of the mizbeach to get salt if they should have taken salt from the ramp? And Taisa answers, l'fisha ala kevesh hayimislachak b'dam eivarim, that the kevesh itself or the salt that was on the kevesh wasn't clean because of all the animals that were going up the kevesh, all the blood that fell on the salt. However, since they used the salt on his back for dry goods, therefore it was clean, and that's why they took the salt from that area. And even though they did malicha on top of his back as well, that was just a small amount. And I tasted the maskal tamalim bris melech ilamu, that when our Gemara brought down this pasuk, and we mentioned that the Gemara was quoting the pasuk in Pashas Korach, however, just like when the Gemara in Daf Yud Testament Beis brought this pasuk, Rabbeinu Tam stated that we should be gurus to pasuk in Pashas Vayikra. So too in our Gemara, Zoktesis, Rabbeinu Tam Gurus, Melech Bris, Kedepreshes L'El, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.